for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. I am the floor supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Okay, Brianna, I need to know, give me the pen over there. What exactly is this company? Because we're trying to figure out where did this charges started and came from.
Mm-hmm. We're customer service. I can be able to look if I pull up an account. I am the floor supervisor. May I please have your first and last name?
What's your name again, Brianna? What's your last name?
I'm not allowed to provide my last name.
But you're asking for my last name.
There are two
charges on my account for $59.89 and $49.89.
Okay, let's see here. What is the first and last name I can look and see?
You can look up under Curtis McDougall.
Okay, for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
I have 8300 Caesars Head Drive, Waxhaw, North Carolina.
Thank you for the information. As I look into your account, we have you for the meal plan. Do you ever remember placing an order for the meal plan?
Meal plan? No, yeah. Ma'am. We don't have anyone who's on a meal plan. Nope. Mm-hmm. Did you guys deliver meal plan to someone?
It was an app that you had to download.
I have no app that has this company. What's the name of your company again? Holistic?
It's for the meal plan. The name of our company now, we're the third party, but you did, well, we have before you completed a survey for the bite. So do you remember doing a thing for the iPad?
No, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Or, iPad. They kept in an iPad. And what's the meal plan? What is that?
Yes, it was for the meal. The meal plan is which give you recipe guides, show you how to eat healthy that you had to download, but it was bundled with like a watch or a diet product or a sweet state service.
And so how did you guys got my credit card information? It's only me and my husband here. How did you guys get the information? My credit card to charge my account.
Okay. I mean, if you like, it seems to me that you never placed this order. Because if you never placed this order, I can file this as fraud. But the information that you provide to me does matches. Now, it was for an iPad for the bite tub.
So where is that iPad? If something was placed, well, where is the iPad? I don't have nothing. I don't even have an app. Like you're saying, a meal plan? No. I prep my own meal. So I have no knowledge about what is this. Absolutely none.
Okay, what I can do is I'll find it as fraud. So we will contact your local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used when order placed online. Your local authorities will verify the location where the order took place, okay?
So my local authorities, okay, so that means the police department?
Your local authority, yes. Our company will get in touch with them, but in the meantime, we'll go ahead and issue the refund.
What's the name of your company? I just want to understand what's the name of the company.
We're for the meal plan.
What was that? Something meal plan?
You said what was it? It's an app.
What's the name of the app?
The name of the app. It's for the bite tub for the iPad.
Bite Toad?
For the iPad. Mm-hmm.
Wait. I'm misunderstanding. Can you spell that for me? Bite Toad?
B-I-T-E-S-H-U-B.
S-H-U-B. Bite Toad. Okay. For the iPad, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And when was that order place. Just give me a date so I can make a note of it.
When it was placed, on February the 1st.
On February 1st, okay. Do you have a time?
You said when?
The time frame or the time it was placed.
No, I don't have a time frame.
Okay. Okay. But I'm also going to contact my bank just to make sure. Okay. All right. So if you can issue me the refund back for $59.89 and the $49.89. Like I said, I don't know any of this. You could issue it to the local authorities and then they'll put a trace on it. I will actually make the police department know that there will be a trace coming through.
Okay. Yes. You stay on the line for me.
Okay.
I'm going to issue all the refunds down the line for me.
Okay. Thank you.
One moment. I'm almost done.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All righty. I have the cancellation confirmation whenever you're ready.
Cancellation confirmation. Okay.
It's T as in Charlie. Mm-hmm. 920.
Mm-hmm.
464-348.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else I can do for you?
So this season Charlie 920-464-348. That's for both refunds?
Yes, those are your cancel. Yes, and I'll issue the refund. It could take up to 3 to 5 business days.
And okay, 3 to 5 business days. And can you please remove or cancel this, whatever you have in your system, to our credit card? I'm actually going to call the bank right now.
Okay. Well, you actually don't have to call the bank. We'll go ahead and issue the refund.
Okay. So I'll check with them within 3 to 5 business days. But like I said, can you just remove, cancel whatever you have in your system that tagged us, you know, that has anything to do with us?
Okay. Yes, I'll go ahead and get your account counsel. All right. All right, and I went ahead and counsel and also refund your account. And is there anything else that I can do for you?
No, not at this time. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Allow your refund 3 to 5 business days. And thank you for calling customer service. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.